Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Cheese, please. We just talked about this. I was like, who doesn't buy pre-shredded cheese? Like, what? Why would you bother? You've got these bags full of pre-shredded cheese.
It's the easiest thing
in the world.
There are people who won't.
And then you said, John will not buy it. He doesn't like whatever they use to keep the cheese separated, which I never really bothered to consider. Hold on. I'm going to tell you.
Oh my goodness.
That's in my story.
All right.
I'm actually switching now. I have to get a grater.
Oh, boy.
You got to. I don't have a grater. Why would I have a grater?
You don't have a grater?
I have
a... I guess we have one of those four-sided ones. It's like, you know, you hold onto the top of it and has all the different...
Big
you can
square,
even
yeah.
Yeah, a big square, and you just slice it onto a plate. Shred it.
Have you ever noticed the dusty stuff packaged on shredded cheese?
Absolutely.
It's always there, whether you see it or not.
Uh-huh.
It's an anti-caking agent. It keeps the shreds from sticking and lumping together, which is unattractive. I don't want a bunch of lump cheese together. So
why bother shredding it if it's just going to lump back together?
Right. Different companies use different methods. So this is what John's talking about. Your husband, John.
Yeah.
That's Sarah's husband.
Thank you.
John,
my husband,
if you don't know.
John.
John!
He who shreds his own cheese. Thank you very much.
Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook uses potato starch. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is refined wood pulp.
Okay.
Lucerne uses both tapioca and potato starch. Other anti-caking agents can include calcium sulfate, which is a component in cement.
But it also sounds like milk. I mean, there's calcium in it.
It sounds questionable, but they're all food safe in small amounts. Still, not everyone's excited about ingesting these substances raw. And I never once thought about it because now I haven't touched a cheese shredder since the 1900s.
Oh, olden days.
That's ancient.
So long ago.
So now there's a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before they use it.
Washing the cheese.
As in putting the cheese in a strainer and running the sink over it.
But then now your cheese is all wet.
Right.
And then what do? You have to like towel it off and stuff?
Most people dump the cheese into a colander, rinse it with water, and then dry it on a paper towel. The water that strains out is cloudy and sometimes discolored, which adds to the theatrics and the videos people are posting of them washing their cheese before they eat it. It's ridiculous. Let's all just buy, what are they called?
A block of cheese?
No.
Oh,
well,
cheese
grater?
Grater.
Graters. Rinsing cheese is messy. It sounds absurd. I don't want wet cheese.
Yeah, I don't want... So now she's pouring the water over the cheese, and we're going to look at the water, I guess, and it's going to be bogus looking? Is that what,
I'm getting here?
I was just watching her wash the cheese.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes there is shredded cheese in our fridge, and I don't notice a bad taste, or, you know, I've lived so far, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep eating whatever served
they
to me.
They do say if you're going to do this,
yes,
wash the shredded cheese as you need it, not the whole bag. It will...
Now it's wet cheese.
It will mold faster.
Right. Yeah, uh-huh. That's... Yeah.
So...
All right.
And then the other option is buying a block of cheese and shredding it the old-fashioned way, which is the direction I'm headed.
Be careful, though, because shredded fingers aren't as tasty, and they don't melt perfectly on top of your chili.
It depends if you're Army Hammer or not.
Good one.
Go, 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 go. Eat people.
Thanks.
Where's my drum hit?
Oh,
I just moved my story.
Oh, Vinny. Pushing buttons.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.